Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Friday. Welcome on in. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 as the Eagles get set for a game on Sunday. Unfortunately, last night we didn't get the outcome we wanted, but that's all right. We persevered. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to let everybody know my soap-making skills are starting to get a lot better, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to figure out that the molds thing. I need to change my molds, though. Because I use the molds that are kind of like, they have a lot of detail.
Okay.
Need to probably stop
what
using
detail?
Them.
Like,
well,
you
like
got
I have
a
some that they have,
there?
Like, some of them have, like,
Dove?
Like, I was using these molds that were, they're called massage molds.
Okay.
Where, you know, because when you mold the soap, it's like they have the little massage balls at the bottom of that you know, like, they contour to the soap. Mm-hmm. Got to quit using those because it's kind of hard to get all the soap into the mold part.
I mean, yeah. Anything you say, I'm going to buy because I've never tried this. All right,
getting
that. You know what? That's all that matters.
It's getting better.
I that could be a theme here. We got a lot coming up today on the show, and I mean a lot. Later on, stay tuned. Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll find out what's in there today at 12 o'clock. We will welcome on Paul Jolovitz for the latest round of Jolly versus Gillio as we're going to debate whether or not the Eagles should allow Saquon to go for the rushing record late in the season.
Let's go.
I was wondering when we were going to get that drop.
Oh, it's here. I can't wait. All right, Hugh and A later guess to take same game parlay. And, of course, more backs for Barkley, including Eric Dickerson this morning, the man that holds the record. But, Hugh, you said something about getting better there. And I think it's pretty clear over the course of the last, 2 months, the Eagles have gotten better at a lot of things, right?
Yes.
They are a much better defensive team. They have been better coached. I think Nick Sirianni's done a way better job, for the most part, in-game than he did the first month of the season. They have gotten better at tackling. They have gotten better at running the football. They've gotten better at blocking. Jalen Hurts has gotten better at not turning the football over. Almost everything. But I said almost everything.
Almost.
Because there's one thing. Well, they really haven't gotten better at this one thing. And that is scoring in the first quarter. As we enter this game against the Panthers, the Eagles rank 32nd in the NFL, averaging 1.4 points per game in the first quarter. They have scored 17 total first quarter points the whole year. And Hugh, the reason I bring this up is because I think this is a good week to do it. The Panthers stink. The Panthers have the worst first quarter defense in the NFL. And let me bring up what I watched last night. So last night, the Lions won the game, right? They held on. They held serve.
Boy, you talk about that quarterback. I mean, that coach, man. He got some big ones.
I thought it was the right call, but boy, it was gutsy.
It was a gutsy call.
Because
man,
if he's wrong, they may have lost the game there. But so the Lions win last night, right? And I think people are going to point to the end, the Campbell decision, the second half. I actually thought the Packers lost the game in the first 15 minutes. Their first three drives, they got 0 points. And if you're playing the Lions, let's be real, the game's probably going to end.
Possessions. You're talking about possessions.
Yeah, and the game's probably going to end around 30 points, right? So you're going to need to get to 30, 34. And if you give away three possessions to start a game, it's just hard to get over them in the end because they're going to score their 30 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the Eagles, and I fast forward to a title game in Detroit. Can the Eagles beat them? Yeah. The Eagles could do what Green Bay did last night and play for play with them. I believe that. They could beat them. But if they're going to beat him, I think they're going to need to score in the first quarter. Hugh, when this game kicks off on Sunday against the Panthers, this is what's in my mind. Forget just the win. They're going to beat the Panthers. I need a fast start on Sunday, Hugh, because this is the last box they haven't checked. They don't start fast. It's every game almost 0 points the first quarter. Do you need a fast start?
No, I don't. I don't. I hear what you're saying, though, Joe, because possessions matter. But I think the biggest thing that I've seen from the Eagles is – even though they haven't scored in the first quarter, they're starting to execute a lot better. And I think that, you know, we hear a lot of offensive players talk about how in the first half they're getting a lot of unscouted looks. So they want to try to figure out how they're going to be attacked. But the one thing that I feel that the Eagles do well is they execute well. You know, and I go back to that first play of the first drive last week against – Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it had a lot of people pulling their hair out, but to rip off a 15-yard run, first play of the game, you know, That's pretty impressive. So
but then
I feel,
they went to Shipley and Covey.
Like, see, that's something that I don't need to see. I understand you have other guys that you want to get involved. I don't really need to see that. I mean, get a ball to your playmakers.
Yep.
But I don't think it is as imperative as it was early in the season.
Well, the games, their defense playing better has made it not as big of a deal, right? I agree with you on that, Hugh. Because in the beginning of the year, when their defense wasn't playing well and they were starting slow, it was a bad combination. Now we have the defense, but I just, like, Sunday, I'm not worried about the game at all. I'm not, like, this is the Panthers. I know they've played better, and they look like a more competitive NFL team. But the Eagles come into Sunday a 13.5-point favorite. The game itself, I have zero concerns with. What I have, what I'm watching Sunday is, can we get off to a fast start? It feels like the last box to check. And it's all I thought about last night watching that Packers-Lions game. I keep going back to the Packers played well. They caught up. They took the lead. Blah, blah, blah. They could have won. But they gave away three possessions to start the game. You're giving away three possessions against the best teams. Like the Eagles could see the Lions and Bills to win a Super Bowl, or the Lions and Chiefs. It's hard to win that way. 215-592-9494. This week, Kellen Moore spoke about it. Even though everything is good in Eagles land right now, they recognize they got to fix this. Here's Kellen Moore.
To counter what's happened early in games, have you guys thought about not doing scripted?
We've navigated this thing in a lot of different ways, and so we've talked about it. We'll talk about it again this week as far as just trying to find the best way for us to execute because, L.A. felt like we had a good drive going, ended up short in the red zone this past week, obviously, one first down, then kind of got stalled out. And so, it's a frustrating aspect of our thing, and we'll keep working.
I'm not trying to be cute there, too. I understand most coaches will have scripts, but, like, is there more flexibility perhaps you want to build in so that it does – counter what a defense may be showing you contrary to what you were thinking?
It's definitely something that we've had a lot of discussions about it. Just different ways that we can attack the defense, play to our strengths, kind of focus on us and then make the adjustments as the game goes that we need to make. And so, obviously it's something that, we've started slow, unfortunately, for too many games. And so it's something we got to do a better job of.
Well, he said it. And Hugh, I wonder at this point, do they have an answer for it? Because it's the week 14 now, and they've solved a lot of issues. This is the one they haven't been able to fix yet.
And you know what's funny? I feel like this. When I think about the reason why they've gotten off to the slow start, like I go back to that Baltimore Ravens first play, 12 ripped off 12, 15-yard run from Saquon. Saquon's he's Bo Jackson. Remember on Tecmo Bowl when, Bo Jackson left, Bo Jackson right? That's what Saquon is. And so now they're trying to get other stuff going so that – they can kind of balance it out a little bit. But that's the cheat code right there. The fact that you got that running back, that workhorse back there, that at any given point he could keep you and get you back in the game. But I hear what you're saying. You want to get more aspects of this offense going in order to have success early and kind of put it away so that we can get, you can go to the refrigerator and grab you a soda or an adult beverage when you want to.
I would like that.
Yeah, but I feel like the way that this team is executing right now, man, that is something that I would like to have fixed, but it doesn't necessarily need to be fixed.
So, we know they've been better later in the game, specifically the fourth quarter. Are they holding stuff back? I mean, that has become a thought now. And Lane Johnson, he talked about that this week. It kind of fell under the radar how Lane spoke about this week, because obviously they're thinking through why this is happening. The players are thinking about it. Here's Lane's perspective on maybe what's going on here.
Talking about the fourth quarter success a little bit there. I asked Nick, so I'm going to ask you, do you guys hold stuff for the fourth quarter when it comes to the running game?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some plays, at least the first half. I mean, we may bring them out third quarter, but there's a lot of stuff that we don't show in the first half that we might save for the second half. So,
Hugh, where do you come down on that? I mean, I understand that in the idea is sometimes you set a team up, right? You show a look, and then late in the game you have a similar play, similar look, but it's a little different and you get him. I'm okay with that, but if they've got good runs in the fourth quarter and the first quarter's soft, like, why don't they use the good runs early?
I think he kind of simplified that a little bit.
Okay, what do you think
he meant? And I have to go back to an example that I gave early in the week. Remember when they were running an RPO, and I forgot what quarter it was. I think it was in the first half. And Jalen handed the ball off to Saquon, and they tackled him immediately. Remember that play? And that, I think this was the one Romo was talking about. And then they came back a few plays later, and they showed that action again, and they ran the ball. Jalen ran for like 20 yards or something. What he's saying is this. There are certain looks and certain formations that you run in the first half that you want to see how they're going to try to protect against it. You want to see how they're going to play coverage against it. And a lot of teams, I think, just to give you a little example, I think the reason why, one of the reasons why Vic Fangio is having so much success is because they use multiple schemes to attack offenses so that they don't get a beat on what they're doing. And a lot of teams are creatures of habit. Say, for instance, if you line up in a certain formation and a team will go to zone because that's their coverage for that formation. Zone is that, like, zone is what they run. They might not run a man concept
or
whatever.
Their bread and butter, yeah.
So now you know how to attack that zone because you saw how they defended against the formation in the first half. You see what I'm saying? Because you're constantly charting plays. Every play that's ran is charted, the defense that they're in, the play that you called, and how they try to defend it. So now as the game progresses, that's why when you go into halftime, I remember Jim saying, hey, man, they're doing this when we do this, yada, yada, yada. We're going to attack them this way. And that's where you make those adjustments. It's the same thing. It's like, hey, they're not bracketing AJ. Just to give you an example of what I'm saying, hey, they're not bracketing AJ on this formation. So what we're going to do on this one, we're gonna instead of him running a dig, he's going to run a crosser.
Yep.
And we'll see how they react to that. Like, that's what you do.
And I get that. And look, their fourth quarters and the way they've closed these games have been awesome. So there's probably a method to this madness that Lane and Hugh just explained there. I just need him to start faster.
No, it would be nice.
And I think it's the missing piece of this puzzle. Because the puzzle, we've started filling this puzzle, and it looks really darn good. Like, the defense has been excellent. And Jalen has protected the football. And we know how good Saquon is, especially in the second half of games. The last piece of the puzzle to really be a totally complete team is faster starts. 215-592-9494. Do you need to see a fast start on Sunday? Or is it just, hey, whatever the score is at the end, a win is a win. Who cares if they get there? I just go back to last night watching Packers-Lions. Yes, the game was decided in the second half in terms of the back and forth and the final drive and the Lions going for it and all that stuff. I thought the game was decided in the first 15 minutes. When I saw the Packers have three empty possessions, I said to myself, they're not going to win. Like, they've given away too many possessions against a team that scores a lot of points. It's going to be hard for them at the end to win. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? The Eagles have done a lot really well the last 2 months. One thing they still don't do is score in those first quarters.
It's a sad day today.
Why? It's a football Friday.
Because we have officially lost Hugh Douglas, the former football player. Mm. What I'm hearing right now is settling for mediocrity.
Wow.
If they can't get off to a fast start on offense against the Carolina Panthers.
31st in defense in the first quarter.
It's a joke. No, honestly, like, and forget about beating Carolina. They're going to kick Carolina's ass. But, like, for my psyche and for me to feel better about this team, like, it's the last box that I think this team needs to check if I'm going to say, you know what? They're the best team in football. They're like going to go all the way.
It's going to be a personal attack.
Well, yeah.
Sure, like, is.
Because I can't get behind the settling stuff. Like,
it's not settling,
it is,
Kyle.
Settling, Hugh. It's the Panthers. They're 13.5-point favorites. They have the worst defense in the NFL. Give me a touchdown on the first drive.
How about 14-0 after
God.
One?
Like, I mean,
and we're having a good time, partying, and Saquon's running for 250. Let's go, Hugh.
Because we can pretend that this is a minor issue and the Eagles have ripped off 8 straight because of it. Whatever.
Boy.
Do you remember 2022 when our special team sucked and everyone was like, oh, well, it shows how great the team is when all we complain about is the special teams. You know what happened in the Super Bowl? They let Kadarius Toney go all the way across the field, flipped the game, and it was our fatal flaw that year by the end. I'm also thinking of the Chiefs and 49ers Super Bowl last year when the Niners got off to a slow start offensively. Yeah, I need you to lock in here. I'm spitting truth here. They only put up 10 points on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the beginning of the game. You know what happened? They kept the door open. So, God forbid, if they can't get off to a fast start against Carolina, and this happens in the Super Bowl, you know what I'm going to be in here doing? I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I mean, my God, just do it against Carolina.
I never think it's a smart thing to overlook anybody, and that's what I choose not to do with the Carolina Panthers. They have been playing better, you know. It's one of those things where it's more like a respect thing. And you know, you look at the tumultuous season that the young quarterback Bryce Young has had. He looked better last week. He threw one touchdown.
He just looked better for about 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah.
And it's one of those things where they're in a position where they probably want to play spoiler. So you want to protect yourself against that. You want to protect yourself against being too cocky. So that's one reason why I think that it's important not to overlook.
Bring the hammer down.
The Carolina Panthers. And another thing, do you feel what's the line right now? 13.5 points.
13.5. Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with that?
Well, that we're going to cover or win.
That they're going to cover.
No, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
But they're going to win.
There's no doubt in my mind that they're going to win. But that's a lot of points to cover. So it's one of those things. I say all that to say this. I don't think you should overlook anybody.
That's fair.
And every game, and I also say every game, you always go into that game trying to correct your flaws from the previous week. Mm-hmm. So that's a given. Is it a necessity?
Oh, yeah.
To go out and score in the first
necessity.
Quarter? Nah,
necessity. So. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. One thing quickly to point out, just to kind of wrap this whole thing up, as we've all given our take on, you know, do we need to see a fast start on Sunday? I just pulled up the box score. The Lions have lost one game this year, right? And I think, you know, I know a lot of people have called on this week. It's like, Lions aren't that good, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. You could feel like the Eagles could beat them. But I think we all realize where this is heading. The Eagles are going to have to beat the Lions to get to the Super Bowl. Okay? Like, that's where we're going. Whether it's here, whether it's there, it's probably going to be there. The Lions have lost one game this year. They were trailing at the end of the first quarter in that game when they lost to Tampa Bay in week two. It's very hard to beat that team if you're down early. They have a great running game, and they keep scoring points. So, like, I to beat them, I think you need a lead early. Packers screwed it up last night. Eagles got to get this corrected before we get to late January. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy football Friday, man.
Hey, Chris,
happy
what's
football
up?
Friday.
Hey, I'm sorry. I might have called the wrong radio station. I thought I was calling Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, you did. You
Detroit
did.
Detroit Lion Talk Sports
well,
Radio.
No, well, we're trying to beat the Lions. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, okay. Joe, you. Yeah, okay. Guys, we're going to start fast this week, okay? I got to make sure I get this in here. Guys, this team stinks, all right? They're just a bad team. Hugh, I get you want to tiptoe around because, you know, you're trying to talk to the players because the players listen to you. That's okay. You today, but the rest of us, we're fans. Okay, this team stinks. We're not just going to score on them in the first quarter. We're going to hang two touchdowns on them.
Two of them. You heard me.
14. You heard me. Yeah, I didn't stumble. 14 points we're hanging on them, okay?
That would almost match all the points they've scored in the first quarter all season.
Say 14.
That's right. That's right, Joe, because this is about – this week is about sharpening the edge of that blade, all right? You know what? Because here's about how it's going to go down.
I'm about to say, give me this music.
Don't jump. Undercut me. I got it.
Sunday, the Carolina Kicks are coming into our house. Don't expect us to have manners. Don't expect us to be welcoming. When you come in with a 30th ranked offense against our number one, yes, you, Douglas, the number one defense in the NFL because defense matters, defense dominates, the table is set for a Philadelphia-style thumping. Our defense is going to plant Bus Boy Young in the next flower bed. If they think Chubby will help them, they're sadly mistaken. Vaughn is going to light him up like a Christmas tree. Guantanamo Bay is going to have their wide receivers on lockdown. And Cooper Kupp is on seek and destroy mode, looking for any moving target to light up and hammer into the ground. Oh, folks, Philadelphia, the legend. Quadzilla will write another chapter in his historic run and put another chapter in the book of the analog of history. The Titans have the worst rush defense in the NFL. We're going to watch Barkley gas him for his second 200-yard gain in the season, and he'll do this before even hitting the fourth quarter. Is that fast enough for you? Soon, you will know him as MVP, Mr. NFL single season rushing king, and the Super Bowl MVP. He will have the greatest triple crown of all time. This is a sharpen your skills game. This is a send a message to warn the rest of the league about who we are. We are Eagles!
Big performance by Chris.
That's pretty awesome.
That was a big performance.
That's pretty awesome on a Friday, man. I give it to him on that one.
Even after he had to wait to the back and forth on the music, Chris was ready to go.
Now, do they need that against the Panthers this week?
Do they need to score first?
They need it in the first quarter. Not to win
all right,
the game.
Fair enough.
But, I mean, we've tried everything to get this team going in the first quarter. Maybe we need to fire them up a little bit. Kenny in the Northeast wants to know what happened to Hugh Douglas. What's up, Kenny?
Yo, listen. Hugh.
Yes.
My man.
Yes.
My boy. Yo, we let you get away with a lot of stuff. with the defense is a luxury. We let you get away with saying whatever you say because we love you. But, yo, bro, you let a man, you don't give a man, you don't say no to him. Ain't no boundaries. You're going to keep going. This the boundary right here. Yo, we got to start
wait,
fast,
what's
man.
The boundary?
We got to start. Brother, it's me. I'm talking to you. Real
no, I hear you. I hear you. But I mean,
this morning, I'm keeping it a buck.
No, I feel you, bro.
Tell him,
you.
Kenny. I mean, this guy's got to figure things out around here.
Wait a minute. Yo,
tell him, Kenny.
Why? If we win the game, if we blow them out, why is it imperative that we score like in the
because
first
we got to get this corrected to win the Super Bowl. And this is a get-right spot, Kenny.
Okay. You can also get them off the field in the fourth quarter if they just put this away quickly.
That's right.
Hey, yo, can I say one thing, man? I wish I had that type of persona dude before me just went off with. Like, want to bust through stuff. I'm too laid back, but that's how I be feeling. Man. I feel how dude was earlier.
Yeah,
like,
he gets hype. He gets hype.
He gets the hype man of the year, yo. But listen, Hugh, stop. Come on, man. No now. Now you hear a no. You know what? A dude told me this.
What's that?
You know why it's hard to say no?
Why is it hard to say
no? We don't like hearing it.
Oh,
well, now
philosophy.
You're hearing it.
Yeah, I like that,
no.
Kenny. Kenny, he's...
No!
No, Hugh! Enough. No, Kenny, good phone call. No, Hugh! Enough of this crap.
Enough of what crap, though?
You're just, like Kyle said it. You're good with first quarter mediocrity. That's what you told us.
Is that what I said?
In so many words.
No.
That's what you told us.
I did not say that.
You're
what
good
I'm saying
with
is,
0-0 after
what
one
I'm
with
saying,
the Panthers.
What I'm saying is, a lot of times, going into the first half, the plays are scripted. Like, you're not even into your playbook in the first half. You're running... You know, your first 15 plays that are scripted for shock and awe.
Maybe throw those out, like
and,
Jeff McClain
and,
said.
And a lot of times they are plays that aren't scouted, readily scouted, because you're trying to see how teams react to certain things. Like, I remember going into games, and I remember you would see teams that would do a lot of movement. They would do a lot of stemming because they wanted to see how your secondary was going to react, whether you were man or zone coverage, you know, just by the movement that you're having.
Sure.
And a lot of times there are plays where you might throw it deep. I remember being in a play when we were, I forgot who we were playing, but when Terrell Owens was here, Andy Reid said, hey, we're going deep. And threw the ball down the field, and it was a touchdown. Sometimes you do that for shock and awe. So I'm not as concerned. I know it's a big deal for some people, but for me, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, and I get it, but every team does something in the first quarter to try to set people up. We're the worst scoring team in the league, though, in the first quarter.
We've shown we can do that. All right, we won 8 straight games by decoding the defense or whatever. Can they now just show me against Carolina that they can score quickly?
I just like how everybody gets mad when it doesn't happen.
Well, because we're looking ahead, and we don't want this to be the fatal flaw.
Right.
We want to fix this now.
We're not being complacent. It's just like
Hugh. You're saying it's okay to not do it against the Carolina Panthers.
I'm not.
This is the homecoming game. This is get right. This is 14 in the first quarter.